There you go. Member-supported radio, KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. That is a very sexy song by a very sexy band. It was called Sex Symbol by Feral Vinca, and they are in studio right now. It is David and Sloan. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Finally, you're here.
Finally, after hours of traffic.
Well, yeah. Well, not only that, we've known each other for a while now.
For a few months. Almost a year now, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've never been on the radio together.
What the hell are we doing?
I don't know. But I'm glad it's happening now. First of all, are you new to Laguna Beach? Do you know the area at all?
I don't know it. It's beautiful here.
Right.
I'm blown away.
I know.
I'm disappointed to say it's my first time here. It's
oh,
amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what, I guess you came in on the north side, but right. Yeah, that's technically downtown Laguna Beach, a higher concentration of things. Yeah, the community loves us. Again, you know the lowdown. We're a brand new radio station here, Southern California, just earshot from Los Angeles. Listener supported and everything. So we got two members of Feral Vinca here in the studio. Who are we missing?
We're missing Bobby, our drummer, Aaron, our bassist, and
Amay, our backup singer.
Right, and I think I never saw you guys with a backup singer. I did see you guys perform once at a Sunset Sessions performance out in Palm Springs. I don't think you had one, did you?
No, we were acoustic then also.
And oh, right. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we were kind of between band members at the time. And right. Then we did Las Vegas, which not many people saw apparently, mm-hmm. because it was so cold outside at the Cosmopolitan when we played there.
Right. Well, you guys got a lot of balls, if you will, performing in front of a bunch of radio, you know, industry people. You know, how was that well received, the Sunset Sessions performances?
I will tell you, I'm glad that I get to answer this question because I wasn't prepared the first time I played the festival for an audience that was just going to sit there and inspect every move I made. And I tried to catch a tapping foot or a nodding head or somebody just kind of grooving along with us. And it was the toughest audience I've ever played to. So the first time I played, I felt like, I'm going to be honest, I died a slow death. I'm just being real. And then after that, I got over it and realized this is just a really tough crowd and we're just going to do our thing and be proud of who we are. And I think that our best performance ever to this day was in front of them all again in November at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas.
That's so awesome. That must have been a really cool performance. I mean, you guys were on the Jumbotron. It was visible to the whole, you know, Las Vegas Strip.
Yes. Amazing.
Check out our Facebook and Facebook page, and you will see all those photos of 50-foot guitars and 100-foot Sloans.
So cool. Great photo opportunity. Again, Feral, at least two members of the band, Feral Vinca in studio. They are from Los Angeles. This is basically the nucleus, the core of Feral Vinca, right?
Yes.
You guys, how long have you been making music together?
Oh, boy. I can say officially 2007 was the outset of Feral Vinca as Feral Vinca. Before that, we had written some songs together. We performed some acoustic things and did some stuff, but really didn't take shape and start going and gaining ground till about then.
Now, when you guys met, was it music related or you guys just met through friends and just became friends and found out music was something you had similar interests in?
We did meet through friends. I had a house with a bunch of roommates and Dave would come over with his acoustic guitar and we'd
all just
jam.
I was random guys sleeping on the couch.
And we just clicked. Leave. We clicked musically. He had his own band at the time and I had my own. And finally one day we just decided to do it together and I think it worked well.
Yeah. Despite the fact that I'm from the AC/DC ilk and she is from the Depeche Mode.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What type of music were you listening to like growing up and stuff?
Oh my
Dave?
God. I had an older sister who when you walked into her room she had every album cover from the late 70s, like 76 to 82. So every Iron Maiden album cover I fell in love with and I gravitated towards the metal because the album covers were so darn cool.
Sure. And it's then, like you ever buy a bottle of wine just based on the label?
Yeah,
you know,
well,
sometimes
yeah.
when album covers
beer
are cool,
too. You buy the cool looking thing, and then you go home. Oh, this sucks.
Right.
but in the Iron Maiden's case, it didn't suck. So I lucked out.
I could see we were talking off the air. I could see some of that influence, the music you grew up listening to, in your music that you are writing now. What about you? What type of music did you, was it that new wave Depeche Mode type of stuff?
I always was progressive, alternative, always. Duran Duran and Depeche Mode and Tears for Fears and just all of the funky. I still listen to stuff people don't even know what it is.
When people, when you tell people that you're in a band and you're performing, in Los Angeles this weekend or something like that, and they ask you what type of music do you play, how do you respond?
I actually say alternative rock, pop.
Right.
I mean, I really think we are all over the place as far as the songs. We've got some AAA music, some rock music, alternative rock, but I think all in all our sound is cohesive. Mm-hmm. So I really can't.
With her voice and the way that it comes across on stage, I definitely would say rock. Right. First, alternative rock, you know.
No, you guys, are totally rocking. You actually, you just absolutely wail on the vocals there, and it's totally rocking as far as those riffs that you write, man. But what am I holding in my hand right now? Is this the only release from Feral Vinca available to the general public right now?
That's all we have right now. We're working on our second album. We're actually writing still a few more tracks for it, and we are having a good time promoting that still. And in fact, because it's our first album, it took a minute for it to gain legs and, you know, get some airplay. So now we are there it is right there.
That was me, my bad.
Regaining airplay. We're in works on our second record because we're writing feverishly as we speak. Literally, as we speak, like I'm writing lyrics on a piece of paper.
Well, you're not doing that right now, no. But where do you plan to record all this new stuff?
Well, the first album we did at 48 Windows in Santa Monica, and we really loved that studio. The guy that helped produce it with us is a man by the name of Eric Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
And we have really thought about whether or not we're going to take that same route or maybe try someone new.
It's tough.
We're in the stage right now of actually checking all of that out. New people, new studios.
So we have time to figure out where we want to do it before it's all written and done.
But we're finding that a lot of people don't have capacity to record in 96K
and live. We don't dig on the whole super overdubbed album.
You mean like playing the guitar part and then coming back and like putting drums over it?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Exactly. So we're trying to get away from that. We were trying to get as much of that feel on that first record as we could. I think we did. We got, it's all live drums, all live guitars. Everything's mic'd
up.
That's
great.
No auto-tune.
Great. No amp farm on the guitar sounds. It's all an actual amp and an actual guitar. In fact, I use these old vintage guitars and old vintage amps. And it was really cool, like 60s eras, you know, Telecasters and
I sang through preamps that the Beatles used, and just really amazing gear.
That was fun. It was really great.
That's why, you know, we're torn. We don't want to, you know, necessarily go back to the same place, couldn't get stuck there and have the same sound on every record. But it's hard to just say, you know, let's go somewhere else and see what we
come up with. Because the quality of that studio is...
And Eric's such a great guy to work with. He really is.
Right. How'd you link up with that producer in the first place?
Ah, luck. I went to a blues jam in the Valley up in L.A. And it was just on a whim. I knew darn well that my buddies weren't going to be there that night, but something told me to go. And I saw Eric walking out. We had already kind of done some work at his studio through one of his interns, a friend of ours. And I said, hey, I called him Steve Garcia. And he said, no, I'm Eric Garcia.
Sure.
And then said my story. Hey, we got a band, yada, yada. He doesn't like to record rock and roll. So he made an exception because he loves female vocals and he heard our project. And so very cool.
There you go. Well, the record sounds good. You guys do have a presence online where people could get your music.
iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, MP3.
So
we're
if
on
they just,
Spotify,
if they
Rhapsody.
Just Google Feral Vinca,
yes.
Which is a Latin term for I have no idea what that means.
Feral Vinca. Animal.
As it once was
domesticated,
returned to the wild. And Vinca is a flowering vine that takes over if given time.
I see what you did there. Well, there are 11 tracks on the new record. It is damn good. You did see, you know, we don't have the accommodations to plug in a full band here, you know, and do your rocking thing. But you were nice enough to come by our studio. You do have a beautiful guitar. What type of guitar is that, man?
This is an Epiphone J200.
Is that your go-to acoustic when you have to do acoustic?
Yes, it is. It's my only acoustic because I have not found one yet that beats it. And it's on that record. It's actually on the track we just heard. One of the things Eric didn't want to do was put a whole bunch of production into that last song, and I said, no, we're going to put a whole bunch of production into that song. And
right.
Part of it included this guitar, yes.
Well, thanks for making do with little to no sound check in our Pearl Street studios here. Again, we're member-supported radio, Feral Vinca in studio, Sloan and David from the band. You guys have a favorite spot to play in Los Angeles? Where you're from?
I'm really loving the House of Blues.
Right. Yeah. You played everywhere. I mean, you guys have headlined the Viper Room and all sorts of places, right? But House of Blues, they're good to you
about,
over there?
Yeah, something about the vibe, the musicality of the place.
Yeah.
And the sound guy. I mean, if anyone has a band out there, you know what we're talking about. This sound guy was so easy to work with, listened to everything we said, actually cared about how we sounded.
Yeah, that was the main thing.
He was awesome.
That's great.
That means a lot.
So you guys, again, you could tweet at the band. It's Feral Vinca, right, on Twitter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, you tweet at us. We're at KX935. We might have to move that microphone down to your guitar a little bit. There you
technical.
Go.
Technical. Here we go.
Right.
Getting technical.
It's the birth pangs of a new radio station type of thing. So what'd you guys want to rip into first?
We're going to play a song that we're just about to start recording called Night After Night. It's not on that album. It's a newer one.
But. Very cool. So this is a KX93.5 exclusive, if
Absolutely.
You will. But again, this is totally stripped down. When you see a Feral Vinca show, you know, live, it's totally rocking, totally plugged in. All your friends show up. They are very good-looking people. we'll touch on that shortly. Again, if you're a new listener to the radio station, thank you so much for paying attention. Whenever you guys are ready, this is Feral Vinca live in studio.
Feed me one more line. Won't you feed me one more line? 'Cause I know we're running out of time. Oh yeah, well just make up your damn mind. 'Cause I live this lonely, long goodbye. I live this lonely, long goodbye.
Very cool. Member-supported radio, KX93.5. There was Feral Vinca live in studio. Very well done, you guys. Again, I'm the only one clapping, but it's only because I'm the only one here. What a treat for me on a Friday to get a live performance right in front of my face. That was great. Again, that song is not available anywhere quite yet, huh? But soon it will be. Soon it will be, we imagine?
Yes.
Yes, very soon. Whenever that'll be the first single recorded right off the new record.
And what was that called again?
Night After Night.
Is that something that you guys have been performing live at some of your other shows yet?
Yes. In fact, that's why we did it now, is we've gotten such a good response to that.
Any shows in the near future to talk about?
We have a few coming up, actually. We're always playing, but on the calendar right now, we do have the music festival, Sunset Sessions, June 6th.
That's cool. That's in Carlsbad. At the, are you guys playing the Belly Up, or is it going to be on the grounds in Carlsbad?
No, we're playing the Belly Up.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
We're doing a late night lounge spot, so it should be fun.
We dig on the Sunset Sessions event. The radio station here will have a presence there in Carlsbad in June. Yeah, and we're going to be doing some interviews with some of the artists and stuff like that. So we must reconnect.
That would be awesome.
I know. Again, Feral Vinca in studio on member-supported KX93.5. What's that one disc that you can never part with, that you always want the physical copy of, that you'll never lend to a friend, you'll never sell to Music Trader? It's the Desert Island disc question for you first, Dave.
Okay, I'm laughing because when we were up in San Francisco, last time we saw you...
Someone asked the same question.
No. Before we made the road trip, I went on iTunes and I repurchased The Mollusk by Ween. And then when we were in San Francisco, that wasn't good enough. No, I had to actually go to Amoeba and purchase Ween, The Mollusk, a physical copy of it, so I could have the artwork and the notes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's a good one. That's the first Ween vote I've ever gotten.
Oh, man. They rock.
Yeah, Ween is awesome.
Well, they were. Very sad about that.
What about you, Sloan?
I have a list.
Do you?
I don't know. There's a few that I wouldn't ever want to part with.
Which ones come to mind?
One of them would have to be Substance by New Order.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Really, one of my all-time favorites. Yeah.
Going back to that era.
And then, of course, The Wall. I mean, who doesn't want The Wall always?
Right.
I mean, that's just... I don't think I could live without that album.
Can I tell you the funny Pink Floyd story?
No. Please.
No? Does that need to be censored for the radio?
No.
It's just a cute little anecdote. She met the saxophonist for Pink Floyd and promptly told him that her favorite album was The Wall with zero sax on it.
Oh, sure. That's awesome.
You should have seen his face. I felt terrible. We were all at the Roxy hanging out. Right? And, oh, my God.
I didn't play that. I didn't play on that record, he said, probably.
Right, that's exactly what he said. And then walked away.
Feral Vinca in studio. A treat on a Friday afternoon here on member-supported KX93.5. Thank you guys for supporting independent radio. And that's why we're here. If there's anything you ever want to test out on the public, or you have a new song to get out, float it our way, and we're here for you guys.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right. David is over there putting the microphone back towards his guitar. So, I know. Can I get another song?
I thought
song?
We were going to talk about our hot friends.
We could talk about that, too. can we get a song out of you first?
Sure.
All right, what do you guys want to play next?
Sure.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Life Without You.
Okay, cool.
This is on the record.
There you go. Feral Vinca in studio. The record is available right now. You got 11 tracks on this thing. It is called Sex Symbol. We heard a couple songs in studio already. And again, whenever you're ready, KX93.5.
Thank you.
makes no sense to me why we fight this way. I can't bear the pain now of losing control. I took the time to ask you because I needed to know, am I losing my soul? And why I can't see you setting me free. I never thought loving each other would ever feel this way. Can't stand the thought of touching you, but die when you walk away. Why did it have to change? Did we let it go too far? Now I don't know who I am, and I don't know who you are. It's all coming apart, but what else can I do? Love is not love without you.
Awesome. That is a live performance here in our studio, Farrell Vinca, live from our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. That was awesome.
Thank you. You
do well, and you know exactly when to back away from the mic, and you know exactly when to go closer to the microphone.
Thank you.
I've learned
the hard way.
Are you classically trained, or are you a self-taught type of musician?
I actually am a self-taught musician. I have been singing my entire life.
I guess so. Where were you? Growing up singing in the church or something? Or?
You know what? My father is a musician.
Oh, cool.
And I have pictures of myself at an organ with huge headphones that were way too big for my head in a diaper playing. Uh-oh. So
that's awesome.
That was just my world.
That's so cool. All right. Let's talk about your sexy friends. You guys have a lot of people who are faithful, who retweet you, who show up at all your shows, and just a core listening audience there. And who are these people, Sloan?
They are all my friends.
They are all your friends. Can we talk about your day job, or should we not talk about that right now?
I mean,
sure. It's a day job.
Right. It's a day job.
But all right. I mean, why not? I mean, since you brought it up, now everyone's driving, wondering what the heck we're talking about. So
they're going to find out.
I have been doing makeup.
No, you are a very talented makeup artist.
Yes.
And
Thank you.
The past several years, it's taken you to TV and film. And your work has become, I don't know, you've gotten awards and stuff like that, you know?
I have.
Right, which is really cool. But now you find yourself in Los Angeles an interesting industry. Now, what is that?
That would be the adult industry.
Right. So that's what I was saying. You guys have a lot of sexy fans who actually show up to your shows, and it's really, really cool. Now,
yes.
Right. Now, we're not all about that. Of course, we're all about the music of Farrell Vinca, again, live in studio on KX93.5.
Oh, but it's hard to ignore.
It is hard to ignore, and it, you know,
especially from on stage, it's hard to ignore.
Yeah, no kidding, right? What was a show that was just completely off the hook recently?
The House of Blues.
Foundation Room at the House of Blues. They booked us upstairs, which may have been a bit presumptuous on their part that we weren't going to pack the place, and we had quite a few people tweeting ahead of time,
right?
And some of them with several hundred thousand followers.
Amazing,
so
yeah.
It was packed, and
right.
Several of them were the adult industry female performers, and so some of the men in the audience were kind of looking around over their shoulders going like that look like, oh, I hope my wife doesn't recognize right. who that is.
Right. The adult industry thing, your day job is totally different than the music that you're doing. And someone might see a tweet out there and go see a live show, but your music has nothing to do with the industry that you work in. And I think that as soon as people see the live show, they are hooked.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
And people, you know, there's a misconception, I guess, of the industry and what it's all about. And it really is work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a legitimate production. People are on payroll. People get 1099'd. Mm-hmm. It's an actual job where they're booking the performers through agents. And, you know, it's
sure.
a lot different than a lot of people think. But
and
it is a lot of fun.
And it has, right, I imagine so. And it has actually allowed you to write at night, play gigs, and really focus on music. So that's a blessing.
It is a very big blessing. I thank God every day that I work as much as I do and have the time to take off to do music and play all the shows and write and record. But even when we're playing shows, you know, I feel like I'm lucky to be in the industry because when we play shows, we're packing the house with a lot of fun, free-spirited, wonderful people who really enjoy our music and want to see us succeed and know every word to every song on our album and are standing out there smiling and
drinking
along with the album and drinking, which, of course, the bars at any club that we, you know, play at, or they just absolutely love us. All of our friends, you know, make good money. They're all big tippers. And the bottom line to a bar is, you know, or a club, they want us to pack the house and they want to make
right.
money.
Right.
So
and that's
everybody
exactly
wins.
What you do night in and night out. Spiro Vinca delivers up in the Los Angeles area. Do you have a favorite place to play outside of California? Or have you been to a city where you're like, oh my goodness, people here in Salt Lake City or Tulsa, Oklahoma, they really love their music.
We are just about to take a radio tour. So
very cool.
That is our next step.
St. Louis, Nashville.
Birmingham.
Here we come.
Yeah. I hope the radio DJs don't ask you the same damn questions that I'm asking you right now.
They're not as creative,
won't.
So they won't. Yeah. I can guarantee you they won't.
Appreciate that.
Hey, can I tell you really quickly, Mark, Mookie, one thing about the adult industry that we have influenced. It's kind of interesting, that song that you aired, Sex Symbol.
Yeah.
If you listen to the lyrics, if you really dissect it, it's kind of telling a story of a girl coming to LA with the thought in mind of, I'm going to be a big star, and then rent comes due, and what are you going to do? So she starts thinking of creative ways to make rent.
Yeah.
And just long story short, it shows kind of the dirty, not the dirty side so much as just the unpredictable side of moving to LA and trying to make it. So one girl that I actually know for a fact heard that song. It so affected her that she was new to the business. She said, you know what? This isn't for me. This isn't what I want to do.
Amazing.
I don't want to be regretting this years from now.
Yeah.
And decided to go back home. We just talked to her recently, actually, didn't we?
We did. But I do want to clarify that when that song was written, the adult industry was a little bit more taboo. People didn't always want to be doing what they're doing, and it wasn't always a great day at work for me. I had a lot of girls that were, I could see that they were disturbed and just by what they were forced to do to get a plane ticket back home. I mean, it really was the
right.
reality, but now it has totally changed. We're talking, you know, 8 years ago when I first started. So Sex Symbol was written maybe, what, 5-6 years ago?
Yeah.
So basically now people are moving to LA to do it, and it's a lot better of a vibe, and people are happy doing it, and everyone's making money and buying houses, and you know, it's
well that's
people aren't in a bad position.
That's industry that is doing well.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It is. And I just want to say that because I don't want anybody to hear that song and think that it's a negative song. It is reality. It used to be like. And now it's not so much like that anymore. I see a lot of smiles and laughing and good times.
Right. Absolutely. That's what it's all about, especially when people see you play live. Again, Farrell Vinka in studio, member-supported radio. You guys could be a member of the station and help keep the dream alive. Involves all the perks of being a member. Just go to kx935.com right now. All the information is there. If there's a song that you're totally stoked on or a song that you never want to hear again, give us a call and we'll be sure not to play that again. Anything to say to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Farrell Vinka thus far?
I can say if you check out the album, I know Mookie has said it a few times, but there are 11 songs and there really is something for everyone. There's alternative rock, rock, soft rock. Mm-hmm. There's one song that's almost a country rock.
Awesome.
And so really, if you don't like one, move on to the next, because I promise you, you'll find something that you will absolutely love.
Yeah. Well, you guys are great as a writing duo.
Thank you.
Absolutely. As partners in crime and the music thing and everything else. Unfortunately, we're actually, here's the cool thing about our radio station. I could stop down the station on a Friday afternoon or early evening and do an interview with you guys. You know, K-Rock's not able to do that.
No.
You know, that's what's so special about, you know, our radio station. In fact, my show is over at 7, but it's 7:10 and it's
We broke the station.
It's ruined. No, it's a good thing. We actually have specialty shows, volunteer shows at night and on weekends.
Very cool.
Each volunteer is encouraged to bring in a sponsor, so that helps a little bit. But Friday nights from 7 to 9, we don't have any shows right now, so we're able to hang in the studio a little
bit
longer.
Cool. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, well, I got to tell you, man, this, as far as a cool radio station goes, this takes a cake.
You're
sitting here, you're looking out over the boulevard below.
Yeah.
Everybody's, you know, milling around. It gives you this cool vibe. You got the ocean out one window, you got the street out the other. Really cool place, man. And you. Mr. Mookie.
Thank you, sir.
You're the man.
You know, I've worked for Clear Channel and CBS Radio, like big corporate entities.
I can't imagine.
And this studio is nicer than any like major market radio station, you know? It's awesome.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. So now you know why I'm making the gnarly drive up from San Diego every day.
Yes.
Yeah. So far. I'm probably going to relocate closer pretty soon.
Yeah, why not?
Can we get another song out of you since we're here and we have our instruments?
Rockstar?
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do it.
We'll do Rockstar.
All right, cool. Gotta remic the Epiphone guitar.
Remiking.
And then that'll pretty much be it. Believe it or not, I got to pick up my mom at the train station pretty soon. She's in town for the weekend. I'm going to show her the studio as well. But again, before we rip into the last song, any parting words? Anybody out there to say hi to, Sloan?
I just want to thank you for having us. That was really amazing that you brought us in and allowed us to play live on the air. And you know, of course, playing our songs from the album means so much to us. Cool. And to everyone out there listening, thanks for listening. And I hope that you enjoy everything that you're hearing tonight.
Cool. I always feel like I should be doing something more, but I guess I do have the radio platform and I could bring you in and hopefully gain some exposure and some new fans and stuff like that for this band, as well as the radio station. So what'd you want to play again?
Rockstar.
Before we go again, Farrell Vinka live in studio. You could tweet at them. They do have an online presence. All their music is available online right now. It's a hell of a live show with a lot of fun people in attendance. And again, whenever you guys are ready. $100 tees, don't forget.
it's so hard to hide. Talking your shit so loud, hey boy, where's your sense of pride? With an attitude like you're God's gift to the world. Forever getting dates, but never getting the girl. 'Cause you're a rock star. You're a rock star. You're a rock star. At least you think you are.
Awesome. Live in studio. Man, that's just a perk. One of the perks of my job being a DJ here at KX93.5 is the live in studio performances. It's like a revolving door of talented musicians coming to our Pearl Street studios. And you guys are one of them. It is David and Sloan from Feral Vinca. Again, thank you so much for being here. If people miss the audio from today's performance and interview, we'll post it shortly. Probably Monday when I get around to it up on kx935.com. It'll be on the podcast section. Again, thank you so much. Any parting words, you guys?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mookie. And support 93.5 KX in Laguna Beach, because this is the kind of thing that musicians, music lovers alike can really support to help out the music.
Thank you so much, man.
Yes.
Sloan, thank you.
You're
so
very
much.
Welcome. Right? A radio station where the DJs actually get to pick the music. It's crazy talk. KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Sunshine.